Dr. Olivero dictating on Richard Gonzalez. The last name is G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z. This is a clinical case of a 48-year-old Hispanic male that is referred by Dr. Beltre. Because of the presence of a history of acute renal failure in the past, and at the present time, this patient is a chronic kidney disease patient, stage 3A. The past history, he has a very lengthy history of arterial hypertension with extremely poor compliance. He has a history of diabetes mellitus that has been present also for a long time. He wasn't paying attention to that disease. In the past, the patient has a history of polysubstance abuse, street drugs abuse, and he has quit. The most recent laboratory workup shows that the patient has a normal serum electrolytes, a serum creatinine that was 1.46 on July the 20th of 2024, with a BUN of 17 with an estimated EFR that is 59. He has no evidence of protein in the urine. The protein albumin ratio is less than 10. To be exact, period, the protein creatinine ratio is less than 100 milligrams per gram of creatinine. It's true that the patient had, in the past, creatinines that were as high as 1.8. But once the patient started to correct the arterial hypertension, the diabetes mellitus, there is a correction of the kidney function. Number two, the patient is a type 2 diabetic and has been for many years. Before he was taking metformin, but recently he was placed by the primary care on Mounjaro. And the patient has lost significant amount of weight. He was in the 280, and now it's 248 pounds. We don't have hemoglobin A1C, but we know that the urinalysis fails to show any glucosuria. And he says that when he checks the blood sugar is less than 150. Today is 106 over 60. He's supposed to be taking amlodipine in combination with abiraterone. Following number, there is evidence of fatty liver according to the ultrasounds. Following number, hyperlipidemia that seems to be under control. Following number, gout. This patient has episodes of gout very frequently. He's taking, according to his description, 600 milligrams of allopurinol. The uric acid continues to be high. The patient is seen by Dr. A. Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, who is a rheumatologist. We're going to check the uric acid during the next visit to establish the need for the administration of Krystexxa. K-R-Y-S-S-T-E-X-A. Period. The patient is very much encouraged to continue doing what he's doing at the present time because has been very productive. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. I spend 20 minutes reviewing the referral and the admissions to the hospital. I neglected to mention that this patient had a cardiac catheterization in 2021 that was normal except for the presence of thickness of the left ventricle. The possibility of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy has been mentioned. The patient continues the follow-up with the cardiologist. Period. In the face-to-face, 30 minutes, in the documentation, 10 minutes.